Sherman's Search, Part 6, Finding What You Cannot See. It was still early in the morning after reading the letter from his father, so Sherman quickly set out to search for the item his father had sent him to find. Today he was determined to let nothing distract him from that task. He did not want to disappoint his father when he arrived in 3 days. He decided he would begin at the wooded edge of pier and circle back toward the center of town and walk up and down every street. However, as soon as he entered the woods, he came across a small boy picking raspberries. Sherman stopped and looked at the boy. He recognized him as the same boy he had taken berries from many weeks before. "Hello there," said Sherman. "What is your name?" The boy turned and looked at him nervously. "My name is Xander. Are you going to take my raspberries again?" Sherman remembered how selfish he had been the last time he saw Xander and said, "No, and I am very sorry for stealing from you before. I was being very selfish. How about today I help you? I am here to serve you." Xander looked very confused. He thought for a moment and then said, "That would be nice. My house has many things that I am not big enough to fix, and Mama is always working and doesn't have time to fix them. Picking berries is one thing I can do to help her." Sherman smiled and said, "Xander, after we pick berries, we will make your house into a castle." And Sherman kept his word. He and Xander spent the next 3 days fixing everything in the house until it looked like new. Well, today was the day. Sherman's father was coming to see if his son had found the special item. Sherman was nervous because he was going to have to tell his father that he had not found the special item, but he realized that if he was not allowed to go back to his home, he would be happy in the town of Pier. Sherman had grown to love the town and the people in it. Sherman's dad pulled up in the car and came into his house. They sat down. "Were you successful in your search for the item?" he asked. Sherman hung his head and looked at the floor. "No, I was not. I am sorry, Father," he said sadly. "What have you been doing this whole time, Sherman? It's been weeks." Sherman thought back over all the days he had been in Pier. His mind was full of happy faces and the many friends he now had. The old man in his field, Isaac in his new house, the man with a new roof, the farmer and his new tractor, and that special boy, Xander, whom he had become very good friends with. Sherman smiled and began to tell his dad all the things he had been doing. "I know that I was supposed to be looking for that thing, but I kept getting sidetracked with helping these people." His dad sat back and stared at his son. He noticed that Sherman had a new look about him. There was a joy that seemed to ooze from him as he told about his new friends. "Sherman," he said with a little laugh, "you have found exactly what I sent you here for." Sherman was puzzled. "But I have found nothing yet." "Do you remember the letter I gave you that said, 'Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but in humility consider others as more important than yourselves. Everyone should look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others?'" his dad asked. "Yes," he replied, "but there were no clues in that letter to help me find the item." "Sherman," his father spoke seriously now, "the special item is not one that can be seen with your eyes or touched with your hands. It is something that grows inside of you, in your heart, when you care for other people." Sherman was listening very closely. "You have learned to consider the needs of others and place them before your own. You have learned that it is more joyful to give than to receive. You have learned to put yourself second and to see the needs of others as more important than your own. I sent you here to learn to serve others because I wanted to prepare you to take over my company, the Toy Factory. I think you are ready now. You see, Sherman, in order to be a great leader, you must first be a great servant. I am proud of you." Sherman packed up his things and got into the car with his dad. As they drove through the town of Pier, Sherman saw each of the places he had helped fix and the people he had served. He would miss his new friends, but he knew he would return to visit often. Sherman knew he was leaving this town a much better place than when he arrived. He also knew that he, too, had become a much better person during his stay.